Welcome to Around the House for your legislative update with the Indiana House Republican Caucus. Nearly 40% of Hoosiers live in rural communities across Indiana. Important new laws enacted this session will impact those living in these communities. According to State Representative Sean Eberhardt of Shelbyville, a new law allows for the growth of industrial hemp. This strain of hemp, which was recently legalized by Congress in the Federal Farm Bill, cannot be used as a recreational drug due to its low levels of THC. Instead, Eberhardt says its fibers and seeds can be processed to create textiles, paper, building materials, and food supplements.
Industrial hemp can be used to produce several things and gives farmers another crop they can use in their rotation. Indiana soil is well suited for its growth, and Hoosier farmers stand to benefit from its production.
The new law removes industrial hemp from the banned substance list and creates an advisory committee to provide oversight on the state's hemp laws. Another new law helps expand broadband to unserved and underserved regions of Indiana. State Representative Ed Soliday of Valparaiso says reliable internet has become critical for success in the classroom and in the business world, but many rural communities still lack the infrastructure necessary for high-speed internet connection.
Rural broadband has become more and more critical to the delivery of education. It's also becoming more and more important in delivery of medical services and in agribusiness. We've been able this year to provide about $100 million to help make broadband available to areas of the state where it is just not affordable.
This law outlines the framework for the $100 million Next Level Connections grant program. Soliday says these funds will help significantly offset the cost of broadband projects across the state. For more information on these new laws and others, visit iga.in.gov. This has been Around the House with your legislative update from the Indiana House Republican Caucus.